Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Say ain't no good, and I'm crazy as a loon. Cause I shave my head in the morning, pick guitar in the afternoon. Just like old Chief and Charlie, I like to lay around in the shade. Well, I ain't got no money, but you better believe I got it made. Cause I ain't asking nobody for nothing. I can't get it on my own. If you don't like the way I'm living, just leave this bald-headed country boy alone.
Hey, thank y'all for listening to the Josh Terry podcast. Before I read the sponsors' names off, I just want to say thank you guys. It has been a rough week for us. My dad has been in and out of the hospital. We believe he is dealing with congenitive heart failure, and it's just been a lot. It's been a lot, and I haven't recorded any episodes this week. Luckily, we've got the Raising Grace rounds from last week at Live Oak. We're about to drop. Y'all do me a favor if you can. Keep my dad in your prayers, obviously. But also to go leave a rating and review. I know that sounds kind of trashy now I'm saying it like that. You'll save his life if you leave a late rating and review. No, that's not it. It's just with this week not dropping a lot of episodes, and it might be next week we don't drop a lot either because of everything going on. I need you guys to kind of help push us. So please go to Apple, go to Spotify, whatever. Leave a rating, hopefully 5 stars, and leave a review on the show. We would very much appreciate it. Share it with all your friends, your family, all that good shit. And, you know, just kind of keep our family in your prayers right now. Thank you to all of our sponsors, by the way, that help us make all of this happen. My boy Dustin Smith with Middle Georgia Total Health. Miss Lori over at Lori's Dive Inn in Alamo. Go check her out. Miss Lynn Brown in Eastman with Your Choice Healthcare. Jason Johnson with Project K9 Hero. The boys over at Blazer 88. Please go look them up on Facebook. Cottonfield Grill. Kevin and Ty, y'all guys are wonderful. Thank y'all for all that y'all do. And you always come and support these riders rounds. And just thank y'all for always being there. Back Road Park and Event Venue over in Alabama. If you have not been there yet, you need to look them up. We have a big show coming up April the 20th, and it's going to be good. They also have one going on before that, which is like their Battle of the Bands. So if you are a band that's looking for a chance to get a song cut, and also I think you win $1,000, go check out Back Road Park and Event Venue Facebook now. Down Yonder Hat Co., Seth has been with us since the very beginning. Thank you, brother. I can't tell you how much you mean to me. Better Than Basic, Miss Erica. Better Than Basic Marketing does everything that we do. Our website, our designs, everything you see me post on social media is from Better Than Basic. Mr. Bubba at hashtag 601 Roofing King and Blue Collar Alliance. You're my dude. Thank you for coming on the show recently. Go check him out. Miss Missy, she went to Nashville with us this last time, and she is wonderful. She is our OnlyFans girl of the month. You can go to my Instagram now. We posted some videos and stuff here recently. I think it's Missy. What is it? You found Missy _ again on Instagram, and all of her links are in her bios. Guys, like I said, please, you know, if you're part of this family, you enjoy what we do, leave a rating, leave a review, share it, share all these amazing artists that are about to come on, and just thank y'all. Thank y'all so much for everything that you do. I'm a little down and out right now, if you can't tell, and things are going to get better. Things are going to get better. It's the good Lord's will. That's what you always got to remember. It's hard to question the person who knows the past, the present, and the future. So just say your prayers for us. Keep us in your prayers, and listen to all these amazing artists that we're about to share with you over the next five something hours. Love y'all. God bless y'all. Enjoy the show.
Love, y'all having fun? Been good so far? I fucking hate that shit. Are y'all having fun?
Yeah.
Thank you. See, here's the thing y'all realize. If you make a lot of noise, people just walking around there be like, oh shit, they're having a good time. Let me go in there. So let's make some noise and have some fun.
Yeah. I just got here.
I don't even want to talk to you right now. Y'all see his haircut?
Thank you. Thank you, Table 17.
It looks good, buddy.
This guy had a beautiful, trashy, trailer park-styled mullet, and now he looks like he could do your taxes. I don't like it at all.
Don't let me do your taxes. I'm in trouble, too.
Yeah. I can't even look at you, dude. This is like looking at Jeffrey Dahmer with a guitar. I don't want no part
of
it. Wow. Anyway, real quick, I want to say thank you to some folks that are here. We got Cottonfield Grill and Back Road Park over here that came up from Alabama. They're an event center we work with over there. And my dude right here at Down Yonder Hat Co. It's the stuff that we wear. Seth's been with us since the very beginning with this. So please, y'all come buy a shirt, hat, all that good shit from him. Now, I'm going to introduce you to these assholes. Mr. Justin Dukes, our sweet baby angel. Jared Harton is down here. He's got one of my favorite songs ever. And then your favorite third grade PE teacher right here. You're talented, but if you don't do something with that, you're fucked. You don't have, you know how they say like they got the look? You don't. So whatever it is, you ain't got it right now. Y'all get Blaine Bunny a round of applause.
And somebody give Josh some glasses. Apparently Josh can't see very well.
Apparently neither can your barber.
They love each other. Don't think they don't.
Hey, I meant it about that drink. I do need a drink, Josh. No? Unless there's a Jack and Coke in it.
Oh, you are, Hoss.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, Live Oak. Well, I'm going to start off with a song me and my buddy Ethan Phillips and Jared Hovis wrote. And Jared's putting it out at the end of this month, so we're excited about it. So hit a little honky-tonk music. Here we go.
I got a week's worth of worry and a heavy mind. Need to see some consultation, talking neon kind. Gotta pour it all out, for it starts drowning me. I need to squeeze me in some honky-tonk therapy. I need to lighten my load on an old bar stool. Tell that drink, sling and shrink what I'm going through. Shake off these blues to a George Strait song. Been hanging on a hurting for way too long. This condition calls for a prescription few and far between. The only remedy is that honky-tonk therapy. It's a place I can go to give this heartache some rest. Some open conversation, drink it off my chest. Talking haggard truth and not improved George Dick with clarity. It's guaranteed that honky-tonk therapy. I need to lighten my load on an old bar stool. Tell that drink, sling and shrink what I'm going through. Shake off these blues to a Joe Diffie song. Been hanging on a hurting for way too long. This condition calls for a prescription few and far between. The only remedy is that honky-tonk therapy.
This is where we have a bunch of like a steel guitar solo right here. Some lich guitar.
I need a light in my load on an old bar stool. Till that drink sing and shrink what I'm going through. Shake off these blues to a Keith Weather song. Been hanging on the hurting for way too long. This condition calls for a prescription few and far between. The only remedy is that honky-tonk therapy. Yeah, the only remedy is that honky-tonk therapy.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Y'all go check out Jared Hovis. That song will be out this month.
All right, I guess I'll try one that we wrote.
Yeah.
That I ain't put out yet. They want to tear it all down and let it go to hell. Look down from their mansion and tell you that the truth won't sell. They call it new age, but it's the same damn song. Leaves us scratching our heads and wondering where it all went wrong. It's time to put the cowboy back in the cowboy boots. Working man blues on an old bar stool. Blue in the collar, the red in the neck. Before it's too late and we lose ourselves. Live up now, we're gonna regret. But I'm bringing on back for country forgives. I was raised upright, took to heart what I heard. They told me like it was, and they hit you where it hurt. It's time to put the cowboy back in the cowboy boots. The working man blues on that old bar stool. Blue in the collar, red in the neck. Before it's too late and we lose ourselves. Give up now, we're gonna regret. Bring it on back for country forgets. Our country forgives. Time to put the cowboy back in the cowboy boots. The working man blues on an old bar stool. Blue in the collar, red in the neck. Before it's too late and we lose ourselves. Give up now, we're gonna regret. Bring it on back. Our country forgives. For country forgets, oh, for country forgets.
Yeah.
Something like that. Thank you, thank you.
Thank you, sir. You knew I wasn't going
to. Ooh, hang on, that got out.
I'll tell you what.
Blaine, tell a joke.
I won't tell a joke, but I'll tell a true story. Apparently, Josh thought I was kidding when I said I needed a drink. Thank y'all for looking out for me, as always. Good to see y'all. Cheers, everybody.
I believe your girlfriend brought you one, too, down there.
She did, yes. Now I've got two, one for each hand.
That's just how you like it.
Yeah, I rushed straight here from work, so this is what I needed. Thank y'all. That was good. I scare you?
Nah.
You were ready for that, weren't you?
Oh, yeah.
My guitar come all out of tune.
It was probably tuned when you bought it.
Hell, it was. No, the problem is Dukes broke my capo the other day that I've had for 10 years.
Well, yeah. And I mean, what do you expect? You're playing with a capo for 10 years.
Somebody gave me this fancy thing, and I don't know how to operate it.
It ain't that complicated.
Let's see. Here's one I wrote with Dukes. Thank you.
met her just south of Memphis on a hot Delta night. She swept me off of my feet, gave me the ride of my life. Now I'm broke down and busted trying to get back to Arkansas. There's a dangerous woman on the loose that'll make any good man fall. Roll on, Miss Mississippi, straight south to New Orleans. God bless every man you meet between here and Bourbon Street. With a current like that, no doubt breaking hearts comes easy. Roll on, Miss Mississippi. Wives, hide your husbands, and boys, just stay away. Well, I'm standing here today to say no way she's worth the pain. Roll on, Miss Mississippi, straight south to New Orleans. And God bless every man you meet between here and Bourbon Street. With a current like that, no doubt breaking hearts comes easy. Roll on, Miss Mississippi. Roll for me, baby. Roll on, Miss Mississippi, straight south to New Orleans. God bless every man you meet between here and Bourbon Street. Roll on, Miss Mississippi, straight south to New Orleans. And God bless every man you meet between here and Bourbon Street. And with a current like that, no doubt breaking hearts comes easy. Roll on, Miss Mississippi. Yeah, roll on, Miss Mississippi.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right, y'all mind if I try out a brand new song on y'all?
I reckon it's okay.
All right. Wrote this one. This one ain't but a week old, so here we go. It's called She Does It For Me.
She don't care about the Bulldogs or the Atlanta Braves, but she'll help me cheer them on anytime they play. She can find better ways to spend her Saturdays, but she does it for me. Now she ain't the kind for smoking down bars, but she's always there with me, hanging on my arm. I know her good time is candlelights and red wine, but she does it for me. How'd I get so lucky to find somebody to love me unselfishly? From her heart to her beauty, she surely gets to me. It's really no mystery. She does it for me. And that girl does it for me. Oh, she ain't a fan my favorite movies, but if I got one on, she don't say nothing to me. She doesn't have to pretend that she don't know how it ends, but she does it for me. How'd I get so lucky to find somebody to love me unselfishly? From her heart to her beauty, she surely gets to me. It's really no mystery. She does it for me. That girl does it for me. Yeah. Now, how'd I get so lucky to find
find somebody to love me unselfishly. From her heart to her beauty, she surely gets to me. It's really no mystery. She does it for me. That girl does it for me. Yeah, she does it for me. That girl does it for me.
I got to finish this one quick. I don't want the other one to go bad.
Yeah, you better let them. Can't let them sit now.
I'll get beat to you in a minute. Let's see. Let's do. Hey, you want to do Devil in the Details?
Yes, I do. Let me tune up real quick. Now do that one.
I guess I'll do the same thing. We tune because we care, y'all. It's so much fun.
Really?
Bet it was in tune when you bought it.
It was. You must have been there.
Well.
Yeah.
Nobody tunes it like I do, though. Here's one me, Justin Dukes, and Ethan Phillips wrote. What? It's been a couple years now. Maybe longer.
Maybe three.
Maybe 3 years. And I don't know. It's one of my favorite songs I was ever a part of.
I love it. Let's do it.
Sounds like good 90s country, I think.
Yes, sir. Let's do it.
Let's try this. It's called Devil in the Details, y'all. Well, if you ask my friends how I'm doing these days, I've got a pep in my step and a smile on my face. I'm the life of the party, just like I used to be. The way they talk at times even fools me. The devil's in the details, and he's working overtime, bringing up old memories I've tried so hard to hide. You think my heart's an open book, but if you read between the lines, devil in the details, there's an angel on my mind. It ain't so easy, this putting on a show, coming up with new lies so no one will know. When you mention her name, it all comes flooding back to all the little things I can't get past. It's the devil's in the details, and he's working overtime, bringing up old memories I've tried so hard to hide. Think my heart's an open book, but if you read between the lines, the devil in the details, there's an angel on my mind. The devil in the details, he's working overtime, bringing up old memories I've tried so hard to hide. You think my heart's an open book, but if you read between the lines, the devil in the details, is there's an angel on my mind. The devil in the details, is there's an angel on my mind.
Yeah.
Thanks for playing it, buddy. Yeah. Thank y'all so much.
Man, this one may sound like a dying cat in a hailstorm. I ain't played this in a while, but I want to change it up. I wrote this with Justin Dukes and Matt Jordan. Honey, I got some doing needs done, but the way you're looking at me, babe's got me cussing the sun. And them bills surely ain't gonna pay themselves, but right now them bills can go straight to hell. There's heaven on your lips every time you press them on mine. I ain't punching that clock today, I'm on lover's time. Well, I can't stand seeing you like this, aching and a shaking, babe, for one more kiss. Before it's too late, my chance is gone. Well, I got your remedy right here at home. There's heaven on your lips every time you press them on mine. I ain't punching that clock today, I'm on lover's time. A boss man, he can bitch and moan, scream and yell through his telephone. But I got something I'm working on. Heaven on your lips every time you press them on mine. I ain't punching that clock today, I'm on lover's time. Lover's time.
Yeah, man. He killed it, brother. Heck yeah.
Play one of them good ones.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, play that one you wrote with the words in it that rhyme. That's a good one.
I like that one a lot.
Top 10 favorite of his of mine.
Probably. Yeah. It's up there.
ABC.
How come you ain't drinking?
Cause, man.
What, are you new?
Nah.
This guy.
I'm waiting.
What do you like to drink?
Everything.
You're a big Miller Lite fan, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm a big Miller Lite fan.
I bet there's one in here.
There might be one in here. I wrote this song with my buddy Jared Harkness and Chris Andrecci. And I played it on Josh's show a few times. But I got this idea from my dad, and it was something that he's said to me all his life. And it just hit a little different that day and brought it to these boys. And we wrote this, and it's called Something I'm Working On. That old square body Chevy sitting out in the drive, and all that shiny reason on the eyes, but a little hard work and love get her fixed up. And there's a few things wrong, but it's something I'm working on. Finally put a fresh coat on the front porch swing, fixed those pipes to the kitchen sink, but the holes I hit in the wall are still down the hall. It don't feel like home, but it's something I'm working on. I've been talking to Jesus, and I've been walking straight. And now I'm living less in the past, I'm setting more in my new ways. I can finally say I'm a changed man ever since you've been gone. I ain't over you yet,
yet, but it's something I'm working on. Try to focus on things that I can change. Forgive myself on the things I can't, but there's times I have to fight to get through the night. I'm still far from strong, but it's something I'm working on. I've been talking to Jesus, and I've been walking straight. And now I'm living less in the past. I'm sitting more in my new ways. I can finally say I'm a changed man ever since you've been gone. I ain't over you yet, but it's something I'm working on. They say idle hands are the devil's playground, so I'm doing all I can to turn it around. I've been talking to Jesus, and I've been walking straight. And now I'm living less in the past. I've said more in my new ways. I can finally say I'm a changed man ever since you've been gone. I ain't over you yet, but it's something I'm working on. I guess I'll always have something I'm working on.
Thank you, y'all. Appreciate it.
That's one of them good ones.
He did it. We asked and he received.
Ask and you shall receive.
That's it, yes.
That's it.
Yeah. Well, he said. Oh. You sound like a songwriter or something.
I thought about moving to Nashville one time, but I hear it's a real hard industry to get into.
It's even harder to get out.
Yeah, it's harder to get out. It's hard to get in. Hard to get out. Somebody write that down.
Yeah, somebody. Yeah, one of y'all write that down
somebody
and write it later.
Write that down.
Okay, you got a drink now. Look at you.
Yeah.
You're moving on up in the world.
Your brother hooked me up, man.
Happy late birthday to Justin Dukes and my brother Aiden and y'all.
Yeah, he just turned 21, so give him a shot. Buy him a shot.
My girlfriend Allie just had a birthday, too, the other
day.
That
is right.
Yeah, we all march babies around here.
Happy birthday, Allie. Well, I'm such a big fan of this guy that left. I'm going to cheat real quick, and I'm going to do one of his songs. How's that? Is that
all
right?
Come on with it.
Uh-oh.
Okay? Come on.
Uh-oh.
I should have probably worked on this a little more, but it's one of his that he sent me. I think I'm going to put it out sometime this year.
I'm down.
And they need to hear it.
I'm playing.
This is
you
this
aren't going to play it, so someone needs to.
I'm
Nashville here, rehearsal right here.
I saw your sign out front. Buy here, pay here, car. Just so happens. I'm looking for a new start. Don't worry about that credit app. I'm paying cash. Gotta get it moving before she comes back. Small block or big block, I don't care what you got. I ain't worried about the brakes, cause I don't plan to stop. But if it's got four wheels, I don't care if it drinks gas. As long as her picture isn't taped on the dash. Pontiac, Plymouth Ford, or Chevy. I don't care if it's got a Hemi, if it'll outrun her memory. You see, I'm heading anywhere, anywhere but this town. It didn't take a 4x4 to pull her roots from the ground. But if it's got four wheels, I don't care if it drinks gas. As long as her memory isn't taped on the dash. Pontiac, Plymouth Ford, or Chevy. I don't care if it's got a Hemi, if it'll outrun her memory. If it'll outrun her memory. Three-speed on the column, four-speed on the floor. Man, don't you get it, she don't love me anymore. She don't love me anymore. But if it's got four wheels,
I don't care if it drinks gas, as long as her picture isn't taped on the dash. Pontiac, Plymouth, Ford, or Chevy, hell, I'll even drive it if it has a Hemi. If it'll outrun the memory, if it'll outrun the memory. Oh, let it outrun her memory. Oh, yeah.
Wayne Bunn.
Jared Hartness, y'all.
Man, that was awesome. I don't even want to follow that.
Have you been drinking too?
No, I gave that up. But gosh, dog, man. What an honor. That made my night. Hell, it might have made my week. I don't know.
Don't cry on stage now.
Seriously, that's an honor, always.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate you letting me sing it.
My Arkansas Razorbacks are currently losing to Vanderbilt on the TV, so I'm going to play a sad song. I grew up in a drag ride, hot rod family. My grandpa was a hot rodder and a drag racer in the 60s and the 70s, and we restored a 67 Pontiac GTO together, and he put me in a dirt track car when I was 12 years old, so my whole life has been racing and Jesus and music. When he passed away a year and a half ago, I got his old Ford truck. I'm a Chevrolet man. And I was walking by that truck and thinking, man, as much as I hate Fords, everything I learned about life, I learned in that truck. He came from a generation where Ford versus Chevy, man, it was butting some heads. It was angry. So that's kind of where this one came from. Drove an old Ford truck. Well, it was rough on the ride. He kept a Bible on the dash, a pistol by his side. He said, in this world, well, son, you better be prepared. But with those two things, there's no need to be scared. He kept a radio tuned to 103.1. And when it came to wailing, well, he sang baritone. A buckshot floorboard underneath our feet. I'm a Chevrolet man, but that Ford made me. Well, I guess as a young boy, you don't quite understand how those miles and memories play into God's plan. Craftsman tool case and a handyman jack. Yeah, he kept them both there in the very back. I got a Silverado when I turned 16. I'm a Chevrolet man, but that Ford made me. Well, I guess as a young boy, you don't quite understand how those miles and memories play into God's plan. If you jump in my truck, well, don't be surprised by the Bible on the dash, his pistol by my side. When it came to brands, well, we could never agree. I'm a Chevrolet man, but that Ford made me. Well, I'm a Chevrolet man. Granddaddy's Ford made me.
Jared Hartness, everybody.
There you go.
Talking about following me, I'd hate to follow that. Justin, what you got? That song always gives me chills, brother.
Songwriting at its finest there, ladies and gentlemen. I believe we got one more song apiece. Josh, thank you, brother. Love you, man. Live Oak, thank y'all for having us. Y'all be sure to tip these bartenders, man. They crushing it tonight. Well, this next song is kind of a sing-along song a little bit, and it's very, very simple. So we're going to do a little practice run. Every time I say rednecks, all you got to say is rednecks. That's it. So you ready? Here we go. Rednecks.
Rednecks.
Perfect. Here we go. It's called Redneck Knives. You wear camo Crocs, got a blazer on blocks, far back behind a trampoline. A number three tattoo, carpet in your bathroom, a bubba in your family tree. If you're too proud to ever be ashamed, well then bubba, we're one of the same. Here we go! Rednecks!
Redneck!
Redneck and eyes, you know it when you see them. It's a side we can't hide. It's bound to come out, just give me some time. Rednecks!
Redneck!
Redneck and eyes, oh yeah! If you got a lip full of chew, chug a lug, a Mountain Dew, and a Billy Bass on your wall, a can of okra and peas, hole in your sunny jeans, and a lot of y'all in your draw. Best believe we could be best friends. Well, who knows, we could be kin. Rednecks,
redneck
and eyes, you know it when you see them. It's a sight we can't hide. It's bound to come out, just give me some time. Rednecks. Redneck and eyes. Rednecks.
Redneck
and eyes. You know it when you see them. It's just how we can't hide. It's bound to come out. Just give me some time. Rednecks. Redneck and eyes, rednecks,
redneck
and eyes, you know, and when you see them, it's a sight we can't hide. It's bound to come out, just give me some time. Rednecks,
redneck
and eyes, one time. Rednecks, redneck and eyes,
oh yeah.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate you.
Justin Dukes, you act like you're from Georgia or something.
Damn South right Georgia, I am.
Go Dawgs.
Go Dawgs.
Seth, I almost wore one of your shirts today. I almost wore it here, but I almost wore your shirt today. I was rushing home from work to get here. I didn't have time to iron it, and I didn't want to put it out there like that. It'd have been all wrinkled. Huh? I mean, I could.
He's
that
saying
could work.
He don't like your haircut. He'll give you.
Is that
hat.
What he's saying?
That's what he's saying.
Damn. I didn't know I came to a roast.
I'm shocked you iron your shirts. Hell, I don't do that.
Well, only when I wear my buddy's stuff and I want it to look good.
Oh, well, yeah. That's kind.
Y'all go see him over there, y'all. He's got some great stuff, great quality shirts.
So.
I love my shirt, by the way. Thank you. It's called the Savannah, which I love it. I love it. Well, let's end it on one that another one that three of us wrote. Let's do Hollywood. I ain't put this one out yet either, but
come on.
It's one of my favorite songs I was also part of with y'all. They let me in the room. They didn't lock it this time, so that was cool. Now drink to that. Who's drinking with me?
They didn't lock it this time.
Nobody wants to drink with me, I guess. All right, well.
You ain't right, but you ain't wrong either.
At least I have hair, Josh.
Oh.
Still waiting on that Jack and Coke he never brought me. Wait for my mullet to grow back, apparently. Thank you, sir. I never saw her tail lights in the dark. Or bags packed on my porch. I've been up all night, whiskey at sunrise, praying that she'd show up at my door. But I guess I've seen too many them L.A. movies before. Cause this ain't Hollywood, and this wasn't written for a silver screen. Golden words played part by part. Have your heart skipping a beat, ride a band now and cue the rain. For one of them making up, making love scenes, we'd go down in history. 10 out of 10, the critical claim. She'd tell me that she loved me, and we'd be better than good. But damn it, this ain't Hollywood. She'd be halfway out of town before she caught up with the past. She'd break down on the memories, turn around on the used to be's, and surely love would bring her back. No, but this ain't Hollywood. This wasn't written for a silver screen. Golden words played part by part. Have your heart skipping a beat, right about now thank you the rain. For one of them making up, making love scenes, we'd go down in history. 10 out of 10, the critical claim. She'd tell me that she loved me, we'd be better than good. This ain't Hollywood. So here's the happy ever after, ending on a good note. Ring on the tears and let the credits roll. Cause this ain't Hollywood. This wasn't written for a silver screen. Golden words played part by part. Have your heart skipping a beat, right about now thank you the rain. For one of them making up, making love scenes, we'd go down in history. 10 out of 10, the critical claim. She'd tell me that she loved me, and we'd be better than good. Damn it, this ain't Hollywood. Lord, this ain't Hollywood.
Come on.
Thank you. My name is Blaine Bunting. Josh Terry, thanks for having me, and always a pleasure to sit up here with you, Jarrett, and you, Justin. So thank y'all for letting me sit up here. And I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm glad to be here.
You singing son of a gun. You could sing the back of a prescription pill bottle and sound good.
You take too many.
I used to.
No, I'm saying if you let me read the instructions to you, it involves words and numbers.
Thank you, Josh, for having us. It means the world to have someone believe in us and give us an opportunity to play, and Josh certainly does that. And thank you, Live Oak. This is my favorite bar in Nashville to play. The sound, the atmosphere, everything about it. Is the best.
We good? Live Oak, y'all have fun so far? Don't sound like it. Live Oak, y'all have fun so far? See, this is why y'all are supposed to be drinking, so I sound better, because they all sound great, and everybody else has played it sound great. But you're supposed to interact and have fun, so let's do it one more time. This is being recorded, by the way, put out on the Josh Terry podcast, so please, if you like what you hear now or any of the other rounds, please go listen to it, okay? So, one more time, are y'all having fun? Yeah. See that? If you want me to shut the hell up and get off stage, that's the quickest way to do it. Do it right the first time and I'll leave you alone. So, I had a privilege on Monday of recording an episode of the podcast with these three right here and two other wonderful folks. So, if you want to know what it's like to grow up in music, to be part of Nashville as a woman, please go listen to that episode right now on the Josh Terry podcast. It's called Outlaw Women. It is a... Hey, it was awesome. All I can tell, thank y'all for doing it so much. Yeah. But I'm going to introduce y'all to them, and I'm going to get off stage. Miss Kenzie Coppin. Yeah. Lexi Lou. Miss Allie Colleen. Y'all give them a round of applause.
I'm in the middle.
Lexi, you want me to start it?
Sure.
I mean, we can rock, paper, scissors if you really want to.
Okay, got it.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Oh, like Josh says, my name is Allie, and I worked a really, really long time for something that just wasn't going to work out, and that's okay. But I hope that you relate to this song, and I also hope that you don't. But we sent it off for mastering today, so I'm pretty excited about that.
But it was a moment, a season in my life. I put you in my plans. I did what I thought was right. I worked so hard just to watch it die. Sometimes you have to leave some things behind. It was never getting better. It all felt so wrong. It was supposed to be forever. Now I wake up and it's gone. But the sun will keep rising. Broken ground just needs the rain. It takes time moving on. There's grass on the grave. I buried the feelings. Memories, they come up, but now I see them differently. Love is always love. That doesn't mean that it's enough. It was never getting better. It all felt so wrong. It was supposed to be forever. Now I wake up and it's gone. But the sun will keep rising. Broken ground just needs the rain. It takes time moving on. There's grass on the grave. There's grass on the grave. I work so hard just to watch you die. But I found new life when I said goodbye. It was never getting better. It all felt so wrong. It was supposed to be forever. Now I wake up and it's gone. But the sun will keep rising. Broken ground just needs the rain. It takes time. Taking time, moving on. There's grass on the grave. And I'm gonna be okay. There's grass on the grave.
All right, so I'm going to do something I don't normally do, and I'm going to try one that I literally just finished last night. So if I fuck it up...
I'll be your guinea pig.
And if you don't like it, let me know, that way I don't sing it out anymore. So you're my guinea pigs. But I think it's pretty cool, and I wrote it with this badass woman out there, Miss Audra McLaughlin.
Yeah.
She played earlier. I don't know if you guys are here to catch her, but it was our first write. We had a lot to talk about anyways. I'm just going to sing the damn song and stop talking. Let's do that one more. Little bag of powder light up on the counter, numb my pain, make it go away. I don't wanna feel my lips, give you temporary fixes, saying things I don't wanna say. It's easier to deny than let you down, break your heart. So I pretend you're better in the dark. Hang my noose, dig my grave deeper down with my mistakes. Rather hate myself then drag you into hell. I'd rather die with a lie. So telling you my demons might take away my freedom, but all these drugs, they don't lock me up. When the guilt starts to build, I just take another pill, and all my shame starts to wash away. It helps me to hide. So I pretend you're better in the dark. Hang my noose, dig my grave deeper down with my mistakes. I'd rather hate myself than to drag you into hell. I'd rather die with a lie. Your angel wings won't save me, so I drink to keep drowning the truth. I cannot let you down, break your heart, so I pretend you're better in the dark. And hang my noose, dig my grave deeper down with my mistakes. I'd rather hate myself than to drag you into hell. I'd rather die with a lie.
God damn, Lexi Lou.
Thank you.
Damn. That shit real good.
It's a new one. So fresh and so clean.
I mean, it's not even, what is it, not even 24 hours old?
No, she showed up at 5 o'clock and I held her hostage until almost midnight. I was like, no, we have to get this. Like,
that's great. I'm going to play y'all a new one, too. I just wrote this a couple weeks ago with a friend, Maddie Rose, and
I've known a lot of snakes in my life, especially in this business, and it felt good to write this one. It's called Snake.
Not gonna lie, I was hypnotized by the way you stared at me. Sizing me up had me falling on my knees. Should I run or should I hide? It's hard to decide. If you are an angel or the devil in disguise, oh, one bite and you try to drain my energy. Wrap your body around me and think I can't get free. There will be no limit to what you'll try to take, but I know all the ways to cut the head off of a snake.
Come on.
You underestimate it. All the times before I've been manipulated, but I won't be anymore. You might think I'm innocent, but don't get it confused. I've been the victor and the victim. I know just what to do. Free. There may be no limit to what you'll try to take, but I know all the ways to cut the head off of a snake. You won't see it coming, but you're damn sure gonna know. So heed my
so much.
As Josh said earlier, we were all three of us and Emma and our friend Tara were lucky enough to be on the podcast on Monday, I think. And I think we ended up calling, you know, the whole podcast maybe Outlaw Women or something like that. But all that to say, do we have any outlaws here tonight? We got any cowboys? Got any cowgirls? Nope, just hats. All right, awesome. Cool.
Just hats and boots, apparently.
Just hats, baby.
I see a lot of boots, too.
Good luck, you guys. Well, I'm a Sunday morning sinner in a white church, on my knees praying till it hurts in the back row with all the other lost souls. Well, I'm a double shot of whiskey in a dive bar, a cowboy looking for a wild card I can take home. Before the sun, I'm long gone. I'm boiling hot, I'm freezing cold. Holding on, I'm letting go. And I don't know why I can't pick a side. I'm a surefire bet, I'm a long shot gambler. Easy to love, but I'm hard to handle now.
I'm an angel mixed with a hell-bent rebel. Got a heart of gold, I'm a silver-tongued devil. And I don't know why I'm always torn between the halo and the horn. Well, I'm an 8-second rider trying to make it last. A long-haul trucker trying to get there fast like a dust cloud. Only see me on my way out. Tougher than the leather in the Bible belt. Softer than the pedals of a mission bell. I'll make your blood burn, and you'll like it when it hurts. I'm a surefire bet. I'm a long shot gamble. Easy to love, but I'm hard to handle now. I'm an angel mixed with a hell-bent rebel. Got a heart of gold, I'm a silver-tongued devil. And I don't know why I'm always torn between the halo and the heart. I'm a surefire bet. I'm a long shot gamble. Easy to love, but I'm hard to handle now. I'm an angel mixed with a hell-bent rebel. Got a heart of gold, I'm a silver-tongued devil. And I don't know why I'm always torn. It's just the way I am. Oh, I was born between the halo and the horn.
Alec, Colleen, y'all.
Thank you, guys.
All right, you brought them up, so I'm going to bring them down.
Good.
So I always like to preface this song because I had a great daddy. I had one of those daddies that had a really good daddy. He wasn't supposed to be my daddy, but he was my stepdaddy, and he was there every step along the way. And I'm blessed for that, but that's not many people's story. But I was blessed to be in the room this day that this song was co-written. This is many people's story. So that's all I'm going to say about that. The only time he was sober is when he fell asleep. I'd hide my head under my pillow, pray his soul to keep. I'd wake up hurting from the words he said, but he forgot, 'cause daddy drank a lot. I'd pour out his bottles, but he'd just go buy more. He'd be mad as hell when he got home from the liquor store. I'd have to hide my bruises more times than not, 'cause daddy drank a lot. He'd cuss down the devil and he'd pray to the Lord. Every night there'd be a fight, but the whiskey won that war. He was supposed to be my hero. At least that's what I thought. So if you ever wonder why I drank too much, my daddy drank a lot. Thank you. Then he finally say, I love you, when he had enough. But it didn't really matter by the time he had too much, 'cause he could mean and he just wouldn't stop. My daddy drank a lot. One day I asked him why he drank as much as he did. Said, darling, once I started, I just couldn't quit. And it runs in the family like it or not, 'cause daddy drank a lot. He cursed down the devil, then he prayed to the Lord. Every night there'd be a fight, but the whiskey won that war. He was supposed to be my hero, at least that's what I thought. So if you ever wonder why I drank too much, my daddy drank a lot. If you ever wonder why I drink too much, daddy drank a lot. Thank you.
Lexi Lou.
Thank you, thank you.
All right, I'm done. I'm not following that song. God. Why? Why'd I have to sit next to you?
I love you, Kenzie. Your juice is badass. You inspire me every day.
Well, thank you.
I mean that.
You inspire me. That's why I wanted you on this round. Damn it.
Thanks for the love in the bucket up here.
Yeah, super sweet. All right, I haven't played this since I went to Key West. So.
Oh, please play this.
So I don't know. I've been here for about 6 years, and I actually lived here when I was a teenager. I moved here when I was 13 with my parents, and started learning how to co-write and started writing at Sony with Dale Dodson, and he was trying to help me get a publishing deal there, and I almost did. So it broke my heart. I ran home, I tucked my tail, I went back to Texas, and thought I was going to give up and started doing the Texas music scene, and then I was like, man, I need to be a better songwriter, so I came back to Nashville, and it's been wonderful. But it's also been very hard, and it's been soul-crushing, and it's been heartbreaking, and all those things. So I sat down with my friend Davis Corley and was like, you know, I feel like I have everything that I've ever dreamed of right now. I'm in Nashville. I'm doing what I love to do and what I've always wanted to do. Why do I still want to leave? Why do I still want to run away, you know? So we wrote this one. It's called The Reason I Leave. This is my song to Nashville. Give me a second.
Tuning is caring. Anybody out there like dad jokes?
Yeah.
I got an awful one. You ready? Why don't crows get hit by automobiles?
Because somebody's not on the sign sign.
Because they warn each other. It's terrible. It's terrible.
It would help if I had a tuner.
Anybody got a tuner?
No.
Out of all these guitars out there?
I got my phone and you can use it, but you got yours too. So. But no, I don't have an actual one. Just
I think somebody's getting you a tuner, Kenzie. I can tell another awful
really
joke.
That's nice. Thanks, guys. I ordered one on Amazon. I ordered a snark finally.
Allie, you got any jokes? Come on, Allie, you got jokes.
I do.
Yeah, Allie, I suck at jokes.
Allie, come on, give us a joke.
I'm really protective so of my jokes, and if you guys aren't going to laugh or pay attention, I'm not going to tell you my jokes. So I'm going to be honest. I might pass that one off.
What'd you say?
All right. Do you know why why cows wear bells?
Why do cows wear bells?
Because their horns don't work.
Hey, you know what? I think it's close enough. What do y'all think?
I mean, that sounds right to me. Hell yeah.
Sounds great.
Sounds lovely.
Touchdown in a place I don't know that I used to call home. It don't feel like that these days. 20 years of thinking, I know where I wanna be, where I wanna go. Hell, maybe we've both changed. When did it get so lonely? Did you ever? Y'all, thank you for grabbing that. It's okay.
Kenzie Coppin, everybody.
Kenzie, you brought up snakes earlier, and
yeah.
What's up, boy?
I am the worst version of myself when I'm scared.
I know that. And I've been around some scared people lately. I wrote this song coming out of 2021 by myself, so it's a little wonky, but something about this town just kind of really drags out the snakes, you know?
Some things just don't work out. Starting to see that now. You can blame it on the moon, blame it on the cosmos, blame it on whatever the hell you want. Put it all on a name that you drink, but you won't blame it on me. Scared snakes bite, and I ain't trying to get bit, ain't trying to get hurt, ain't trying to get left somewhere in the dirt. Scared snakes bite. For your stride, I know when to walk away. I can hear your rattle shake. You can blame it on your mom, blame it on your daddy, blame it on the chaos and the trauma from your family. Put it all on a name, whiskey that you drink, but you won't blame it on me. Scared snakes bite, and I ain't trying to get bit, ain't trying to get hurt, ain't trying to get left somewhere in the dirt. Scared snakes bite. And baby, I am waiting for your stride. No, I ain't waiting on your stride. And I ain't saying I won't like it when you sink your teeth in. But baby, that poison makes it hard to breathe when scared snakes bite. Scared snakes by.
Yeah. It's a little wonky one.
That's fucking great.
Here's a little funny story for you on how this town works. Speaking of this town. I was with the same person for like 15 years, and we broke up 2 years ago, and he went up to one of my co-writers who played around, and he was like, hey, that song, you two wrote that about me, right? And my co-writer, she was like, no. But then that pissed me off, so we did write this song about him, so. You got nerve trying to talk to me, 'cause you ain't crossed my mind since the day I decided to leave. You live behind white lies and misery, but you look dumb showing up tonight accusing me. Oh, that's cute, thinking I've been talking about you. But when really you ain't got a clue. You lost your pull on me, ain't got no gravity. I hate to be the one to break the news, but my world don't revolve around you. So keep walking around with your head high, acting like you ain't a bad guy. Boy, my lips are tied, spread your lies on your own time. 'Cause I'm done wasting my
I've been talking about you. But when really you ain't got a clue. You lost your pull on me, ain't got no gravity. I hate to be the one to break the news, but my world don't revolve around you, nah. My world don't revolve around you, nah. Cause I got better, better things to do. Yeah, I got better, better things to do. I got better, better things to do. I got better things to do. But that's cute, thinking I've been talking about you. But when really you ain't got a clue. You lost your pull on me, ain't got no gravity. Hate to be the one to break the news. Hate to be the one to break the news. But my world don't revolve around you. World don't revolve around you.
Nice!
Hey! Thank you!
All right, I'm proud for the, but I can't talk now. Hang on, let me back it up again. What's going on with my brain today? I am proud to be where I'm from, and I won't tell you. I'll just sing it.
Where I'm from, make no mistake. Runs in my blood from the cradle to the grave. I'm as tough as a rattlesnake. God bless your heart, but I don't play games. Mama's strength and daddy's pride. Well, taught me how to love, well, taught me how to fight. Give you a piece of my mind. Can't be sure I look you dead in the eye. Cause it's how I was raised to be. Grit, God, and family. What you see is what you get, and what you get is what you see. That's just the Texas in me. That's just the Texas in me. Like a horse with no reins, running wild like the Guadalupe in my veins. When I hit my knees and pray, I thank the Lord for that Lone Star State. Cause it's how I was raised to be, straight from my family tree. What you see, what you get, and what you get is what you see. That's just the Texas in me. Yeah. Well, that's how I was raised to be. Grit, God, and family. What you see is what you get. That's just the Texas in me. That's just the Texas in me.
Thank y'all so much. Are y'all still with us?
But you guys, my name is Allie Colleen. I can't thank you guys enough. Thank you, Josh, for throwing me in here with Miss Lexi and Kenzie. Very happy to be here, you guys. My name is Allie Colleen. You can follow me, Allie Colleen Music. Thank you guys very, very much. I just came off the road. I was lucky enough to have 6 dates on the most recent Lee Bryce tour. So we just came off the road together, and we put out a song while we were out there, which I'm very proud of. So as a little independent, little baby, little nobody, I've got a song featuring Lee Bryce right now, which I'm very proud of. But I'm more so proud of the song, to be honest. I think we did a really good job writing the song and putting it together and telling the story that needed to be kind of put together. We wrote this song in 2021, so at this point I take myself out of it. Whatever it, you know, puts into your life, I think matters. So, again, my name is Allie Colleen. Thank you guys for being here. This song is just came out. You can check it out anywhere you listen to music. Enjoy your Thursday, you guys. Thanks for hanging out with us.
If only we could stop this moment, forget the clock, pretend it's broken. And by the way, you look great tonight. Looking in, they'd never know it, but we both know where this is going. But we don't wanna say goodbye. So while we're still friends, while we're still here, before the last thread of us forever disappears, before we let go, give me your hand. Let's make the most, love all we can, while we're still friends. Remember our first trip to Austin? I took you to your favorite concert, and I can still hear you laugh. So while you got your arms around me, why don't we make one more memory that feels just like that? While we're still friends, while we're still here, before the last thread of us forever disappears, before we let go, give me your hand. Let's make the most, love all we can, while we're still friends. We're not giving up, we're just giving in. So let's make as much love all we can, while we're still friends. Friends.
Thank you, guys.
Allie Colleen, everybody.
Right back at you.
All right.
Are we about to fuck around?
I'm about to fuck around, so if you don't like the word fuck, then get the fuck out. I had an idea for a song for a while, and I brought it to Mr. Blue Foley. I don't know if you any songwriters out there know who he is, but I was like, I came into the room that day, I was like, Blue, I want to write a song and title it Defiant. And we got to put the word fuck in it. And he was like, let's go.
You know,
yeah. Yeah, so anyways.
Yeah.
You draw a line and I'll cross it. Can't put me in a box, don't fit. It's the ones that do, they can't walk it. They're always talking shit. I'll put my money where my mouth is right now. You fuck around and find out. I am defiant. Stand tall, stand strong. I stay on my ground and I can't deny it. Set me off, I'm gonna burn it down. You try me, you'll see. I'll put you on your knees. I am defiant. Just fuck around and find out. Kind of funny you think you're gonna win. Truth is, you already lost it. Don't matter what you do, a short fuse, and once you spark it, you can't stop it. Now I'll put my money where my mouth is right now. You fuck around and find out. I am defiant. Stand tall, stand strong, stay on my ground. I can't deny it. Set me off, I'm gonna burn it down. You try me, you'll see. I'll put you on your knees. I am defiant. Won't you fuck around and find out? Come on out. Fuck around and find out. I'll put my money where my mouth is right now. You fuck around and find out. I am defiant. Stand tall, stand strong. I stay on my ground. I can't deny it. It set me off. I'm gonna burn it down. You try me, you'll see. I'll put you on your knees. I am defiant. Just fuck around and find out.
Lexi Lou, y'all.
Thank you. Thank you, Kenzie, for asking me to be a part of this week and this round, and Josh Terry.
Yes. Thank you, Josh Terry, for giving us a microphone the other day, wherever he is. And thank you for having us on this stage. I love you. I'm going to end on a fun note. This is a fun song I wrote about Nashville. It's not so depressing. It's called Honky Tonk City. I wrote this with Ryan Nelson and Eli Locke.
Hit the town looking fine. All I want is a hell-raising damn good time. Got my eyes set on a tall, dark, dancing man. He won't know what hit him when I get the 2-7 moves and the neon moon rise on that old dance floor. I get shooting J-Mo, raise a bunch of cane. You gonna know it when I walk in the door. Ain't turning down till they kick me out. Getting to the nitty gritty, getting pretty litty titty down in Honky Tonk, Honky Tonk City, Honky Tonk City. Mind is hazy, cup is full, feeling crazy, might ride that bull. Give my cash to the country cover band. They need something that gets me in that 2-7 mood. Getting pretty litty titty down in Honky Tonk.
the two-step and move, Melanie, on the move. Rise on that old dance floor. Get a double shirt and J-Mo. Raise a bunch of cane, you gon' know it when I walk in the door. Ain't turning down till they kick me out. Getting to the nitty-gritty, getting pretty little titty down in honky-tonk, honky-tonk city. Honky-tonk city.
Thank you all so much. My name is Kinsey Coppin. Thank you, Josh, for having us. Really appreciate it.
Well, thank you just for coming, and all of y'all.
You're the best.
Did y'all enjoy that? I don't know about y'all, but one of my favorite things in the world is sad girl country, and I don't know if it gets much better than the three of these up here. So I want y'all to give everybody up here a round of applause. Miss Kinsey Coppin, Lexi Lou.
Thank y'all.
Miss Allie Colleen. We'll be right back, y'all.